Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou. You to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, and we got some Week 5 starts and sits. I'm breaking down every position, every game, every relevant player. So hit that subscribe button, sit back, relax, and let's get in to this Thursday night matchup. We got the Bucks going to Atlanta. I always start with the visiting team first. Baker Mayfield, single QB, it's debatable. I'm leaning on the side of starting him, but it all depends on your options. I feel like what we saw last week could be a little fluky. So Baker, he's a start. Fringe. Rashad White, I don't like it. I don't like it. Like him and Bucky Irving. It's who's the one who's going to be the touchdown? Who's the one who's going to get the touchdowns? Probably going to be Bucky Irving. But man, it's so fluky. Like right now for these guys, I almost don't even want to mess with it. And the Falcons, they're giving up like no points to the running backs. As of now, they're giving up the third least points to running backs. So that's why I just want to sit both guys. Don't even have them out there like at all. On the opposite end of things, though, the wide receivers, because they're so good against the running backs, it's like the wide receivers have been eaten on them. So Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, assuming they both play, I'm starting them both over there. Mike Evans probably going to have the tougher matchup with AJ Terrell. And so I love Chris Godwin, man. He's a smash. And the last guy to talk about, Cade Otton. I do not want to play him at all this week. The Falcons, it looks like they defend two positions very, very well. It's the running backs and the tight ends. So I don't want to start any of those from here. Let's move on to the Falcons. Now to the home team, Cousins. I'm going to start him. We're not super confident in Cousins. We've seen two versions like of him. The Bucks are giving up like the 10th most points to quarterbacks. They've had two games where they've given up like smash performances, and it's every other game. And so they just did pretty decent against Philly, not giving up a bunch of crazy points. But now it's a game where they're going to give up a lot of points. It's just the way it's been working. Now on to Bijan. He says that he's good to go. He's still officially questionable as of the recording time of this video. Feel like we're going to start him, right? Unless you play in like an 8-man league and you're super stacked, you're just going to start him. Do what you got to do and just know that the Bucks are very stout against defending the run. They're giving up the 7th least points to running backs right now. They do have one of their defensive linemen out, but they got Vita Vey back. Either way, it's going to be a little bit rough for Bijan. Now to the wide receivers. The Bucs are very good at defending the wide receivers. Like it, they have some solid cornerbacks over there. Detroit and Denver, those are the only wide receivers who scored like a decent amount of points against them. Philly, they didn't really have anybody. And then Washington in the beginning, they didn't really do much against them either. But giving up the 7th least points to wide receivers, feel like I'm starting Drake London. It's hard to sit him. Darnell Mooney, He's a dart throw flex to me, but I would start him if he compared to a lot of other random like flex options that you may have. I would start him. Kyle Pitts, though, I don't want to start Kyle Pitts like at all. It's just been so bad. And I know that throughout this video, I might not even say 12 tight ends to actually start. It's rough, man. It is hard out here for trying to figure out who to start and sit between these tight ends. So just sit Kyle Pitts. He sucks. He's a bum.
He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
And that's all I got to say about that. And here we go with the first game on Sunday. And it's an early game. Don't forget, if you guys are West Coasters like me, it's a 6:30 a.m. start time. They are playing across the pond. It is the Jets going up against the Vikings and Aaron Rodgers. So he's questionable, but they said he logged in a full practice today. So I don't think him starting is going to be in any kind of question. Now, the thing that sucked for going against the Vikings, they are giving up the 14th least points to quarterbacks. So single QB, I'm going to advise sitting Rodgers. Super flex, you probably have to start him. You might not even have any other options. So it is what it is. The running backs, they're giving up less points to the running backs than they are to the quarterbacks. And so that kind of sucks for Breece. He's one of those guys, if you have Breece, you're not going to sit him. But dude, they're giving up the 10th least points to running backs. So that shit sucks. So I would potentially be looking to replace him. If you're in a 12-man league, you're not going to replace him with Antonio Gibson or something like that. Trey Sermon, these guys are like the flavors of the day, like right now. Now the wide receivers. Vikings are just a tough defense all over the place. They're giving up the 15th least points to wide receivers. And if it wasn't for that Green Bay game, they'd probably be giving up 10th or less points. But Green Bay, they really skewed the numbers for them this week. After this past week, Garrett Wilson, you're probably playing him, but he's going up against Byron Murphy Jr. So set your expectations to very, very low. If you have the ability to sit him, sit him. I don't want to sit him for some bum. That's for sure. Alan Lazard, Mike Williams, like those guys are like dart throw flexes. But because Garrett Wilson's probably going to be matched up on Byron Murphy Jr., he, being Alan Lazard, is probably going to be open a little bit more, and it's probably going to be a lot of just like greasy catches, potentially even a touchdown. Now, the only place that the Vikings have been allowing like any kind of points and haven't been able to defend well at all is the tight end. There's been two games out of this year where they've given up top 3 points to the tight ends. So I'm going to say start Tyler Conklin. I know he fluked you last week. It's all about the matchups. They're giving up the second most points for the season to tight ends, and tight ends suck. So let's start Conklin. All right. Now the Vikings, they are the quote unquote home team, even though they are playing across the pond. Sam Darnold, the Jets, we've only seen them give up one really good performance. And it wasn't even that good. It was to Tennessee in like week 2. Outside of that, they've been shutting people down. I'm going to say, because it's across the pond and potential flukiness, I'm going to say that Darnold is a fringe starter. It really depends on who you have. So throw it in the comments if you have a specific Darnold or anybody else start sit, because a lot of this comes down to your options, not really just a blanket start sit in certain situations. Yeah, throw it in the chat. You got a Darnold question? Throw it in there. But the Jets are giving up the 7th least points to quarterbacks. So either way, it is not that good of a matchup. Just like for Aaron Jones, it's not really that good of a matchup either. The Jets, only the very first game of the season have they given up like a great performance to the running back. So I'm leaning on sitting Aaron Jones if you can. You do have to have a little bit of depth over there. And if you don't have two decent running backs, I'm still going to play Aaron Jones. So just remember that. I don't want to start bums over him. He might be a bum when it's all said and done this week, but I'd like the upside of this bum versus a lot of other ones that are out there. And Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison, these guys feel like there is like as much start as it comes, like right now. And you're never sitting Justin Jefferson, but he has sauce this week. So that's going to be tough. So you got to lower your expectations. But because Jefferson is going to be covered by Sauce, that means Jordan Addison is going to be covered by the other guy. And in which we like it when you're going up against the other guy. So Jordan Addison, Jefferson, you're starting both. You're not starting any of the tight ends, but TJ Hockenson, though, let's go. He's not going to start this week, but he's getting closer and closer to coming back. They need him. They need him badly. We are on to the Panthers and the Bears. Barn burner, am I right? Now, Andy Dalton, I'm leaning on sitting in a super flex and in single QB because the Bears are giving up the third least points to quarterbacks. So it's a really tough spot for Mr. Dalton. The exact opposite for Chuba, though, because the Bears are giving up the seventh most points to running backs. Chuba, I think, should be in the mix to start this week. Deontay Johnson and Xavier Leggett, now that there's no Adam Thielen. It's tough because these guys are only going to be viable if they are volume plays. I feel like Deontay does end up being a volume play, so I'm going to start him. But I feel like Xavier Leggett is not going to be a volume piece, and so I'm not going to go him. The Bears, they're giving up the third least points to wide receivers right now. So it is tough sledding. It really is. And Tommy Tremble, he ain't starting no tight ends from the Panthers. Now let's jump over to the Bears side of things. It's the exact opposite for the QB situation here. The Panthers, they give up the fourth most points to quarterback. So Caleb, for me, super flex start for sure. Fringe starter in single QB, but I'll lean on the side of starting him. But if you have any specific Caleb questions, throw it in the chat. DeAndre Swift. Last week, he gets the touchdown. Here's one of the things that I like about the Panthers when you play people against them. They're just giving up points everywhere because they give up the second most points to running backs out of any other team out there. Wide receivers also getting a lot of work in on the Panthers. Panthers are giving up the 11th most points to wide receivers. So DJ, I want to score more. I'm going to let him play. I don't know if I can let anybody else cook over here. Like Keenan Allen and Adunze, those are going to be like dart throw, like flex guys for you. So feel free to ask about them specifically. And Cole Kmet, oh man, I just feel like I want to be done with this whole damn Cole Kmet like experiment. The Panthers specifically, first 2 weeks, give up an insane amount of points to the tight ends. And then the last 2 weeks, they've given up like nothing. If you average the whole season, they're giving up like the seventh most points to tight ends. And pretty much all that came in the first 2 weeks. So I don't really want to lean on Cole Kmet, not the way that the Panthers have been playing over the last couple weeks. Now let's jump over to the Browns and Commandos game. Dude, Deshaun Watson, are we really starting him? I feel like we need to just sit his ass down. Ford, I'll start him versus Washington. Cooper, he's like a fringe dart throw to me. Same with Jerry Jeudy. David Njoku, we don't know if he's going to come back or not. If he comes back, I'll play him. If he doesn't come back, I don't want to play Akins. I do not. Now, let's jump over to those Commandos. Jaden Daniels, especially if you play in a four-point passing touchdown league, you're going to start Jaden Daniels. It's just, he's looking too good out there. He could do it with his arms. He could do it with his legs. Now, our boy B-Rob the Mob over here going up against the Browns. I wanted to see how much points they were giving up to the running back, and they are giving up about 12th most points to the running back. So just right above the median there. I'm going to lean on starting him. We don't know what's going on with Austin Eckler, if he's at practice or anything as of yet. So make sure you guys tap in throughout the week. Only way that I would start Jeremy McNichols this week is if Austin Eckler does not play again. Browns are giving up no points to the wide receiver. So it sucks because Terry McLaurin, I feel like you got to play him at this point. But I really don't want to play anybody else besides him because it's so bad. Yeah, don't even risk it. And then there was Zach Ertz. I feel like I would start him. He hasn't had a bunch of crazy games, but the Cleveland Browns, they're middle of the road. Like they, in the beginning, they shut down Cincy. They shut down Bowers a little bit, but Giants and Jaguars, even without Evan Engram, like they still handled biz like against them. So I'm going to say that Ertz with this whole real shitty tight end situation in the NFL, Zach Ertz is one of the starts for me. Now we move onward to the Dolphins against the Patriots. It is going to be ugly. Patriots giving up bottom 10 numbers to quarterbacks. So, yeah, Tyler Huntley, no thank you. For Achane, I feel like you have to start him. That's what sucks. And the Patriots are giving up the eighth least points to running backs. But the good thing that they have going for them, or at least what the Dolphins have as far as Achane goes, the last two games have actually given up a bunch of points to running backs. So maybe they're on a little trend of running backs are going to be doing better against them. We shall see, but I will start Achane, not nobody else. The wide receivers, man, Tyreek's going to get blanketed. So is Waddle. I know it's impossible to sit those guys, but I'm just going to lean on sitting them if you can. I wouldn't start like complete nobodies versus them, but yeah, anybody want to play them like right now? I know I'm not the only one. Janu, nah, I'm going to leave him on the sideline. The only place the Patriots have been giving up points to the tight end, so if I was going to start someone, it might be Janu, but I don't want to start anyone here. It is what it is. They suck right now. Tua, come back to us. Now, if there's one person who I'm definitely not starting this week, it's Jacoby Brissett versus the Dolphins. The Dolphins give up like no points. So it would, amongst Jacoby not really doing anything, it's a horrible matchup. Now, Stevenson, we've been hearing a lot of news like through the grapevine that Stevenson's going to get benched or that Antonio Gibson could be the starter. I told you to pick up Antonio Gibson in the waiver wire video. I hope you watched. If you didn't watch that video, go check it out. But the Patriots, they give up a shit ton of points to the running backs. So Ramondre Stevenson, Antonio Gibson, I say feel free to fire them up both as like flexes, though. That's what we're talking about, flex. That's it. Now, the Dolphins are not giving up points to the quarterback, and that's affected the wide receivers, too. The wide receivers are not scoring a bunch of points on the Dolphins, actually like sixth fewest points against the Dolphins. So I don't want to play Polk. I don't want to play Osborne. I do not want to play DeMario Douglas either. We're going to leave them all on the bench. And Hunter Henry. I know there's a lot of people on that Hunter Henry hype from a couple weeks ago, and it still hasn't died off for you. I feel like I'm going to almost start Austin Hooper over Hunter Henry. But the Dolphins, they defend the tight end very well. Either way, they're giving up the ninth fewest points to tight ends as of right now. So I really don't want to mess with it. I'm just, you know, going to play the running backs on the Patriots, and that's it. That's if anything. And here we go. Next game on the docket is the Colts and the Jaguars. Oh, man, Anthony Richardson. It is so ugly right now. As of now, we don't know if he's going to be playing in week 5. I feel like no matter who plays, you almost want to play them because Jacksonville, they're giving up the most points to quarterbacks out of all 32 teams. They are giving up the most. This is a really good game. And with a couple key players on bye, you might have to fire those guys up. Single QB, I'm probably not, but Joe Flacco. Come on, man. Can we get some Flacco action out there? Now on to the running backs. Jonathan Taylor, probably not going to play. They said that he has a high ankle sprain. So just sucks that he's like questionable right now and that he could potentially get out there in some people's eyes. But I don't think there's any chance in hell that he is playing this week. Trey Sermon, we told you to pick him up if you were on some of the live streams, but it's tough to sit him as well because the Jags, they're giving up the fourth most points to running backs, but I'm going to lean on sitting him. Like, let him prove it to us. Every position is killing it against the Jaguars defense, and the wide receivers are no exception. The Jaguars are giving up the second most points to wide receivers. So that means if Flacco's playing, you start Pittman, you start down, just lock them all in. Now, Mo Alley Small Cox, I don't know if I would play him because it just seems like he is not handling biz. He gets like a couple catches every few games or whatever. And yeah, it's ugly. This is a great matchup too. I still don't want to start him. There might be some Colts fans talking trash about the Jaguars and, oh man, your team gives up the most points to quarterbacks and all that. Well, the Colts give up the second most points to quarterbacks. I don't want to start Trevor Lawrence, but hopefully this is a game that gets him back on track, because it has been ugly for Trevor and we really just want him to start doing better. ETN, I'm going to lean on starting him. They are at home in this game. The Colts, they are giving up eighth most points to running backs, so I would play him in this game, and I don't like it. The wide receivers, I feel like you got to play a couple of them, Brian Thomas Jr. and Christian Kirk. I'm going to play those guys. The Colts are giving up like the 12th or 13th most points to wide receivers right now, so it's pretty solid. I'm just going to run with it. Evan Ingram, as of Wednesday, we have no idea what's going on with him. Ben Strange, probably firing him up if Evan Ingram doesn't go, because the Colts are giving up third most points to tight ends as of now.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Now we are jumping over to the Bills and the Texans game. Bills need a bounce back game after last week. And Josh Allen, I'm starting him. It's a great matchup for him. The Texans are giving up the fifth most points to quarterbacks, so we want to exploit that matchup. Now Cook, we keep seeing like different versions of Cook. He's like a flex guy still. The Texans are only giving up the 12th fewest points to running backs. So it's really not a good matchup like at all for him. Wide receivers, though, it is a good matchup for them. Texans, they're giving up the 11th most points to wide receivers. Oh, man, Shakira. Is he going to be okay? It's like the only one that I would want to start. We keep thinking that a Keon Coleman breakout game is going to come, but man, it sucks. I'm not banking on it. And Dalton Kincaid, I feel like you have to play him. The Texans, they are giving up the seventh least points to tight ends, though, so that sucks like as well. Jumping over to the Texans side of things. Now we got CJ Stroud, who's been a little bit up and down. The Bills, I know they gave up a bunch of points to Lamar, but I don't know. I'm feeling a bounce back game for the Bills, and I'm going to say that CJ Stroud is going to be like a sit as far as single QBs go. Super flex, yeah, you're going to be playing them. Joe Mixon, well, we don't know if he's going to play or not. If he does, can we just keep our fingers crossed, because the Bills, as of right now, they're giving up the most points to the running back position. So come on, Mixon, come back to us so we could start you with all types of confidence. Now the wide receivers, we're very confident in Nico and Diggs, not so much in Dell anymore. He's not a surefire start for me. Nico and Diggs, I feel like I got to fire him up, but the Bills, they're giving up the fifth least points to wide receivers right now. So it is really, really ugly, but I'm still starting Nico and Stephon Diggs. You just got to lower your expectations for what they're going to do. And Dalton Schultz, I'm still not starting him. The Bills, they've given up solid numbers to the tight ends, except this past week, they didn't really give up anything to Baltimore. So I'm sitting Schultz, and that's all I got to say about this game. Let's get on to the next. We got an AFC North showdown between the Ravens and the Bengals. Lamar Jackson, you're just not sitting him, especially in this game with the Bengals. I think they're giving up the 13th most points to quarterbacks as of now. Great matchup for Lamar. I know each one of these teams is going to play each other tough. They always do. Derrick Henry, We're not sitting him. I told you a couple weeks ago, you just keep playing him. And I'm going to tell you this week, you just keep playing him. There's no reason to not play him. There's no reason to start some running back two over him or some high upside flex guy over him or as a flavor of the week. Don't do it. Bengals are giving up a decent amount of points to the wide receivers. I really don't want to start Zay Flowers, Rashad Bateman, or Nelson Agholor. Definitely not starting Mark Andrews. Like I brought it up on the live stream. I'm saying to not start Mark Andrews until further notice. Like he's got to show us something. And even likely, I don't even want to play him. Most of the time, if the Ravens are able to play their style of ball, they're not even going to throw it that much. They're going to be running it down your throat with Lamar and Derrick Henry. So yeah, I don't really, other than a dart throw flex, I don't want to play Flowers like at all. Any of these guys. It's Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry to the moon, baby. And Isaiah Likely might come along for the ride randomly. On to the next. On to the Bengals. I'm starting Joe Burrow. Outside of week four for the Ravens, they've given up like pretty solid numbers like each week to the quarterback. Yeah, start Joe Burrow. Zach Moss and Chase Brown, though. I really don't want to start Zach Moss. Sit him. If I'm going to start one of the two, it'll be Chase Brown in a flex role. It is super ugly, man, versus the Ravens are giving up the fifth least points to the running backs right now. So I really wouldn't want to mess with it. Wide receivers are a different story, though. Jamar Chase, you're going to start him. I'm still going to lean on starting T. Higgins. I'm going to sit Yoshi and those other guys. And the tight ends, I'm over the Mike experiment here. And the Ravens are a really good matchup. Eric All Jr., he's going to be the guy. And I feel like I don't want to start Gesicki. I don't really want to start Eric All. But I am telling you guys right now, Eric All, he's going to be the guy over there sooner or later. Right, stranger? Now on to one of the really ugly games of the week here. We got the Raiders going up against the Broncos. Dude, the Broncos have been killing it lately, especially on defense. Like, they are giving up the least amount of points to quarterbacks out of all other 32 teams in the NFL. So I am leaning on sitting Gardner Minshew. Surprise, surprise. Zamir White and Alexander Mattison. I'm sitting them. Surprise, surprise. Broncos are giving up the sixth fewest points to running backs. Just everything about the Broncos right now screams sit your players against them. Wide receivers, we don't even know what the heck's going on with Davante Adams right now. He legit could have played his last game as a Raider. We have no idea, but all the buzz is that he's requesting a trade like right now. So either way, seems like if it's true about him wanting a trade, I'm sure he's making business decisions at this point and probably not going to want to get hurt out there. And the Broncos giving up the least amount of points to wide receivers out of everybody. So Trey Tucker, maybe in a dart throw flex. Jacoby Myers, maybe as a dart throw flex, but that's really about it. I don't want to play them with any kind of confidence. Gardner Minshew is going to suck, and all of his receiving weapons are more than likely going to suck. Tight ends, that's the only place that you can kind of target the Broncos. So Brock Bowers, because of this horrible tight end landscape, he's one of the 12 guys that I will say to start this week. Fire him up. Now let's talk about the polar opposite. So the Raiders, they're giving up the 13th most points to quarterbacks, but I still don't want Bo Nix, okay? Just to clarify, I really don't want Jaleel McLaughlin or Javonte Williams or Tyler Batty, who is, I don't even think he practiced today. I'm pretty sure his injury from whatever happened this past week is like carrying over a little bit. The Raiders, they're giving up a bunch of points to the running backs. And if I'm going to play any of them, if I'm forced to, because I don't know, maybe you have a team with Montgomery and Gibbs on the same team and you got two running backs out, Javonte would be the guy, but I really don't want to start any of them. It's all bad. The wide receivers, I don't want to start any of them either. And the Raiders are a great matchup. They really are. So if I'm going to start anyone, it's going to be Cortland Sutton, but that would be just a dart throw flex. And that's about it. I don't want to mess with Josh Reynolds. And I really don't want to mess with Greg Dulcich, even though the Raiders have been giving up a decent amount of points to the tight ends. I don't want to mess with anybody on this offense. I really feel like it's going to be just a lot of defense, a lot of turnovers, and not a lot of points scored on either side of the ball. So it's going to suck. Probably spent way too much time on this game. Let's jump to the next game. We got another divisional game. The Cardinals going up against the 49ers. I know I usually don't say to start a lot of quarterbacks versus the 49ers, but Kyler is one of those guys who actually does pretty decent against them. 49ers, they're giving up like above average numbers to the quarterback. I'm going to say start Kyler in this game. The kryptonite for the 49ers is and has always been a rushing quarterback. So let's exploit that matchup. James Conner, I got to start him. 49ers, they're giving up middle of the road numbers to the running back. So it's not a horrible matchup. The wide receivers, outside of the Rams game, they've actually been giving up pretty decent numbers to the wide receivers. So I'm starting Marvin Harrison Jr., but that's it. I'm not starting Michael Wilson. I'm not starting Greg Dortch, even in this crazy bye week. The one position that the 49ers defend very well always is the tight end. We're not really sure what's up with Trey McBride. I'm assuming he's going to play, and I'll probably just say start him because there's so many bad tight ends. Like, who are you going to start over him, realistically? And be okay with actually starting them. So, yeah, Trey McBride, fire him up. Now on to the home team, talking about Brock Purdy and his 49ers. The Cardinals, they're giving up a bunch of points to the quarterback position. I'm going to say start Brock in this game. For sure, super flex. Maybe he's a fringe starter in a single QB league, but I feel like there's a lot worse options with a lot worse matchups this week than Brock Purdy. So we're firing him up. Jordan Mason, firing him up versus the Cardinals. Don't be making any crazy George Mason trades. I really don't think CMC comes back at all this year. So I'd be trying to trade for Jordan Mason, if anything. I see a lot of people asking about trading him away all the time. I don't think CMC's coming back. I say you hold on to George Mason. Could be a league winner. Cardinals giving up middle of the road points to wide receivers. Debo and Ayuk, I feel like I'm going to start them in this matchup. I do not want to start Juwan Man Jennings. If he plays, I'm going to play him. Kittle sucks that he keeps getting hurt. And the reason why you got to play him is because all the tight ends really just suck right now. That's what it all comes down to. So Kittle plays, I'm going to play him. It's going to be an ugly matchup. These guys play each other very tough, but I think we should have enough points and enough scoring to go around to where we get a bunch of fantasy relevant players in this game specifically. On to the next. We got an NFC battle over here. We got the Giants going up against the Seahawks. Daniel Pesos Jones in a single QB, I'm sitting him. In a super flex, I'll start him. The Seahawks, they have been giving up a bunch of points to the quarterback position. It's ugly, though, because if there's no Malik Nabers, I don't like Daniel Jones like as much. That's for sure. Singletary, he's not at practice today. Seahawks are middle of the road in giving up points. I don't want to start Singletary either way. If Singletary doesn't play, you might fire up Tyrone Tracy. Someone was literally asking about him on our live stream. Maybe just as a precaution, you go pick him up, but I don't want to start the running back in this game no matter what. If Neighbors plays, of course you're going to play him, but the Seahawks, their secondary is pretty tough. They're giving up middle of the road numbers to the wide receivers. I only want to play Wandale if Neighbors plays. If Neighbors doesn't play, I don't want to play Wandale. If Wandale had to go up against the number one cornerback on the opposite team here, I wouldn't want to play him if Neighbors isn't out there. So just remember that. I'm only playing Wandale if Neighbors plays, and then Wandale is a pretty solid flex play. Now over to the home team, Seahawks. Geno, I feel like we got to start him, but it is a bad matchup. The Giants, they're giving up the fourth fewest points to quarterbacks right now. And that's a little bit of a cause for pause for me right there. But I feel like Geno's guys are good enough to where he'll be able to prevail in a suspect matchup. Running backs. I don't think anybody wants to sit Ken Walker. Do they? Not after his performance last week. Doubt it, right? You're playing them. Charbonnet. I would even get Charbonnet in there in a flex role. We got some bye week guys out. We got four teams on bye. We got a handful of running backs that are being started and, Yeah, Charbonnet is a good fill-in. The Giants' secondary is really what holds down their defense. Their whole defense is anchored on the secondary. But I still want to start DK. I would still start JSN. I'm going to sit Tyler Lockett. And I'm going to be sitting Noah Fant as well. I guess he could be one of 12 that I say to start. So it really just depends on your options. All tight ends suck. So if you have a tight end question, throw it in the chat. Jordan Love, I'm just always going to say to start him. They paid him all that money for a reason. They got decent weapons out there. Just play him. Just do it. Do it now. Rams have been giving up pretty good points to the running back, so I'm going to say start Josh Jacobs. And the way that they've been using Wilson, fringe flex, I'm still leaning on the side of sitting him, but he is someone, if you're really hurting at running backs, Manuel Wilson should be someone that you go pick up to get as depth on your team. Not just really as a handcuff to Josh Jacobs, really just giving more depth to your squad, because we got a lot of bye weeks coming up that are going to be really bad. Christian Watson, he's going to be out. Jaden Reed, Romeo Dubs, Dontavian Wicks. I feel like you can start all of these guys, but they're all like flex guys to me, because Wicks does get so many targets. That kind of takes Jaden Reed down from a locked and loaded wide receiver two to like a wide receiver 2/3 to me. Same thing with Dubs. And Jordan Love can definitely spread the ball. And I'm not too worried about the Rams. The Rams are giving up, I believe they're giving up like the 7th most points to wide receivers right now. So that's why I'm down to start all these guys, but in just certain capacity. And most of it is the flex capacity, not to be confused with the flux capacitor.
Flux capacitor.
The flex capacity. Let's get it. And Tucker Kraft. I like him. He was one of the guys who I said to pick up. He runs a lot of snaps for them, way more than Musgrave. This is like a toughish matchup for them, though. The Rams, the first two games, they gave up extreme booty. And then the last two games, they gave up nothing. And Kmet was like one of the flavors of the week last week. Everyone's, oh, man, the Rams are giving up so much points to the tight ends. It's like, you got to start Kmet. And then look what happened. I just say, if you got Kraft and you picked him up, just proceed with caution, okay? How about that? He's probably a start because all the tight ends are garbage. So for that reason, I'll consider him a start. But now over to the Rams. I'm leading on sitting Stafford. We already know no Puka, no Cup. It's ugly. You got Jordan Whittington, Tutu Atwell, DeMarcus Robinson, Tyler Johnson. Like, it is ugly. Start him, don't start him. The Packers, they're giving up a little bit better than middle of the road numbers to the quarterback. So if Stafford had everybody, we're starting him, but he doesn't. The running backs, Kyren. The Packers also giving up middle of the road numbers to the running backs. They're giving up the 14th fewest points. So like literally right in the middle of the league. I'm going to say start Kyren. I feel like we have to, with the wide receivers not being out there and, you know, just not having too many weapons. I feel they use Kyren in the run game and the pass game. So, yeah, you got to start him even in the so-so matchup. The wide receivers, it's a shit situation, but it's like the right matchup, though, because the Packers are giving up the booty to the wide receivers. So I'm going to say Whittington and Atwell. Those guys are like flex flyers to me this week, and I would throw them in the flex, because I feel like they're going to be down, the Rams, and they're going to have to throw. And Kyren's going to get his in the run game and the pass game, but I feel like there should be enough targets to go around for Whittington and Tutu to at least get you 10 points in a flex, and with some of these dart throws, that's all you're trying to get, right? And Kobe Parkinson, I am not messing with it. I know that amongst the real shitty tight end landscape, he might be someone you want to throw in. I'm going to lean on no, but it is a great matchup, though, on paper. The last 3 weeks, the Rams have given up some booty to the tight ends, and we're talking from Indy, Tennessee, and Minnesota, so not like teams that have like great tight ends. I'm going to lean on the side of no, but it's a good matchup. Do with that information what you will with your shitty tight end position. We We got two games left. Sunday night football. Steelers against the Cowboys. We got to start Dak. We're not going to sit him, but it is ugly going up against the Steelers. Steelers giving up the 12th fewest points to quarterbacks right now. Justin Fields did raise the bar a little bit, though. It's so impossible to run on the Steelers that I don't want to play Rico Dowdle or Zeke Elliott. That's ugly. And we saw what happened last week, and Jonathan Taylor got injured, so we can use that as an excuse. But there's been nobody who's really killed it against the Steelers. And I don't think this is the game that anybody kills it against the Steelers either. Not for running backs anyways. Now, we got some wide receiver news from the Cowboys that Brandon Cooks is going to be out for this game and out for a couple other games. Jalen Tolbert might be startable in this game because CeeDee Lamb is probably going to be covered by Joey Porter Jr., who's turning into one of the better cornerbacks in the league. We're still starting CeeDee, but anytime you have CeeDee going up against, let's just say, an upper echelon cornerback, you got to know that the number two guy is going to get some more work. So Tolbert could be like a dart throw flyer. And Ferguson, start him, man. Fire up Ferguson. Steelers are giving up the extreme booty to the tight end. That they are so good at defending the exterior parts of the field that they just give it up right in the middle. So Ferguson, locked and loaded starter, might be a top three or top four guy this week versus the Steel Dog. Now let's move over to the home team, the Pittsburgh Steelers. Justin Fields, with some of the quarterbacks that we got on by, and with some of you guys playing in the 4-point passing touchdown leagues, I would say start Justin Fields. I think that it's a tough-ish matchup versus the Cowboys are giving up like the 15th fewest points to quarterbacks. But we've seen quarterbacks that can get outside the pocket and run a little bit, have success against the Cowboys. So that's why I'm going to say start Fields against them. The running backs, Cowboys have one of the worst run defenses in the league. I guess you wouldn't really think that, like, because the Giants did like nothing to him, but Giants are also rocking Devin Singletary. And I know Najee doesn't seem too much better at sometimes, but I'm rocking Najee in this game versus the Cowboys. Cowboys are giving up like the 12th most points to wide receivers. I'm going to say start George Pickens, but that's probably it. And it's really because he's, you know, if nothing else, should be the volume guy out of everybody here. The Cowboys, when Trey Diggs is like on it, he can shut down anybody. And that's the tough part, is that's who's going to be covering Pickens like most of the time. And so I'm still saying start Pickens, but it's ugly. And Freiermuth, I don't want to start him versus the Cowboys. Cowboys, only in week one did they give up a bunch of points to the tight ends. Outside of that, they've been pretty good at shutting down the tight ends, especially a guy like Eric Kendricks over there. He kills it in coverage. So, yeah, and I don't want any parts of Fryer. And that's Sunday Night Football. On to Monday Night Football. We made it all the way to Monday Night Football. If you haven't hit that subscribe button, do it now. Thank you. Appreciate it. Hit the like button. Leave a comment. If you have questions about starts and sits, feel free to leave them in the YouTube comments. Do a great job of answering them. And don't forget to go get signed up and join our Patreon community at 420crew.com. You will love it. You can join for free, but I recommend joining as a paid member because you will get a lot more information and access being a paid member. Now let's jump in to Monday Night Football. Saints going up against the Chiefs. Derek Carr, I'm going to say throw him out there. The Chiefs, after the last two games, they have lowered their average a little bit in points to the quarterback. So still middle of the road, but a tough matchup nonetheless. Alvin Kamara, I know he's like a locked and loaded like starter for everybody, but the Chiefs are literally giving up the least amount of points to running backs. So if you have to start Kamara because you got nobody else, I feel it. Don't start some bum over him. Don't start Trey Sermon or Gibson over him or anything like that. But you must know that Kamara has the toughest matchup out of every team that he could be going up against in the league. Prepare for that. Chiefs are also not giving up a crazy amount of points to the tight end. They're giving up the 13th fewest points to wide receivers, to be exact. I'm going to say start Chris Olave, start Shaheed, because they're going to have to throw it a lot. And let's do it. Shahid more of a flex guy. And I don't want to start Foster Moreau. And if you want to start Taysom Hill, you got to make sure that you are hanging out and coming back on the channel so we get more news about him as time goes on. Because as of now, he's questionable. I don't even know if he practiced today. It's early on Wednesday that I'm making this video. If he plays, all the tight ends suck. And I'd rather have someone like him who's going to get some red zone goal line work. So if he plays, I'm playing him. But be here so you can hear if he's going to play or not. We made it through every team. I made it through every position. I made it through every player. Hit the subscribe. Let's go. Going to be your biggest fantasy resource this year. Hands down, nobody puts in the work like I do. We'll see you on a live stream. I go live every morning. Patrick Mahomes. Single QB, I might sit him. We'll see who your options are because that's what it comes down to. I'm going to say he's a sit. But it really depends on your options. The Saints are giving up the sixth fewest points to quarterbacks. Now they got no Rashee Rice over there. You see that big O next to his name if you're watching this on YouTube. It's Xavier Worthy. It's Justin Watson. It's Juju Smith-Schuster. And Travis Kelce. It's all bad over there except for Kelce, who should be on an uptick after last week. So you're starting him for sure. Don't even question it. The Saints are giving up the 12th most points to tight ends right now. They did have a good game where they shut down Pitts, but everyone's shutting down Pitts. So that kind of just is what it is, par the course. Saints are not giving up a bunch of points to the wide receivers. So guys like Worthy, Watson, Juju, all these guys are like dart throws, like at best. Just a bad matchup for these Chiefs. It is Monday night, and I feel like most people are just going to blindly start their Chiefs, so just let me be like a voice of reason.
Come on!
I'm listening to reason.
And the running backs. Now, the Saints, over the last two games, they've been giving up some booty to the running backs. Kareem Hunt, I feel like you almost have to start him if you are screwed at running back, okay? It's really the only way you're starting him is if you're screwed at running back. You got bunch of players on bye, whatever the case is. Carson Steele, I feel like he's going to go back to a special teams guy. They did. After that fumble, he was in the dog house, like right away. Like the Chiefs, they cannot overcome a couple turnovers. Like their offense is not that good. The defense is great, keeping them in all these games, but you start fumbling the ball, you're not going to play. Andy Reid. And that's why I feel like Kareem Hunt stole that job already. Only got 45% of the snaps, but he got like all the carries. Like that's what's crazy. Got all the carries, 14 of them. And there's very few times where the Chiefs, it seems like they're running that much more than 20 times. So there you have it. There is everybody. I appreciate you guys for watching and hit the subscribe. If you haven't, go check out all the other videos that we got. If you're an IDP person, go check out the IDP videos. If you are a squares person, you know what that is, Super Bowl squares. I host them for all the primetime games during the week. Let's come join the community, guys. You will love it. This is the dopest fantasy community around. If you guys are 420 fans, you will love us. You will love us even more. So 420crew.com, go join on Patreon. Go check out the merch, 420crewmerch.com. Go check out all the new designs that are there as well. And come back for the start and sit live streams. That will be the biggest help for you. I answer everybody's questions, not like these big shots who only answer paid questions. Come in. I do my best to answer 100% of questions. I answer thousands and thousands of questions per week. I answer more questions than anybody does in the fantasy football space. And that's no cap because I'm live for hours and hours every single day. Even when I'm recording this video, it's a 3.5 hour live stream right now. And you got the very, very condensed version of it. So, if you like this video, look at all the videos that are popping up right now. It's Waiver Wire videos. Go check it out, and we'll see you for the next one.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com apply.